favorite congresswoman, MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene, is with us for the next 30 minutes. 350-plus stations don't carry the first five, so we're going to kind of just talk here, and then you'll come back and address the full audience here in about 5 minutes, but I appreciate her getting on the line early. Wow, 17 days out from the election. You cut the suspense with a knife. It's so good to see your face there on the video link. I've got a lot of my questions, a lot of things I want to bring up to you, but we haven't talked to you just, you know, LinkedIn here other than text. What do you think the most important issue is front and center right now?
Well, I think it's the election on November 5th, and I think it's the real question of, are we going to have a fair election? And that's the one thing that I hear everybody I talk to, no matter if it's here in Georgia or any other state, people are saying they really truly feel like President Trump would win and by a landslide, but they just aren't sure if we can trust the elections.
I think you're right, and we're not hearing really a lot of that from Trump. I know he wants to stay on issues, but the Democrats are saying, Jamie Rassi and others, are not going to certify. They're saying civil war conditions. They're saying Trump is going to use the military to kill Americans. Well, meanwhile, I'm going to talk about this after the break, we have this DOD directive based off of what the Biden administration told him to do for basically martial law and killing U.S. citizens, Congresswoman.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I've been seeing a lot of people post about that online. And to go along with that, Alex, I was really shocked when I heard Kamala Harris during her Fox News interview with Brett Baer say and accuse President Trump of that he would lock up his political enemies. And she was saying that he would use the military against the American people, which is a complete lie. This is the exact opposite of what has truly happened. I mean, we have Steve Bannon literally in jail right now. You talk about who locked up their political enemies. That's the Democrats. They put Peter Navarro in jail. Steve Bannon is in jail, gets out in less than 2 weeks. Pro-life protesters have gone to jail. Many January 6th election integrity protesters are sitting in jail right now, and many more are being prosecuted. People that never even committed violence just walked through the Capitol through open doors. But yes, what we're seeing is, you know, it's what many people, just regular Americans right now, are terrified of the government. And that is the government controlled by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Democrat Party control. They aren't afraid of President Trump. They know exactly who he is. We had him for president for 4 years, but they are terrified of what Kamala Harris could do, especially with controlling the Department of Defense and controlling the military.
Congresswoman, I also want to talk about, just in general, what else you think citizens can do in battleground states around the country. We're going to break in a minute, but give us a little prelude.
Well, you have to vote, but I'll bring up an issue. I was just getting ready. I'll post it on my X account after we get finished, Alex. But a very good friend of mine that lives in my district sent me a post that someone had posted yesterday in one of our counties in Whitfield County. And they said when they went to vote, when they made their selections on the voting machine, you know, we have Dominion voting machines, and they selected Donald Trump for president. They selected me for Congress. They selected other Republicans. After they got finished voting on the machine, you print out your ballot. That's how we do it in Georgia. So you select on the machine and then you print your ballot. And then it's your job to review your ballot and make sure it's marked properly. Well, this voter reviewed their ballot and it was not marked properly. As a matter of fact, it was marked wrong. So they went back to the election official and said they needed to vote again. And they had to vote multiple times on the election machine. But every single time it got wrong, and they had to keep going back to correct it before they finished voting. That is something that's extremely alarming to me. That's switching the votes in the voting machine.
It is. Stay there, Congresswoman. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Incredible. Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the greatest living Americans, a real patriot, somebody that gets it done exposing the globalists, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from the 14th district of the great state of Georgia, is with us for the next 20 minutes or so. I really appreciate her time. For Stacey, who just joined us, she was already on with us a little bit earlier and was talking about her concerns about election integrity and the reports she's getting that are shocking, but that we've seen in other parts of the country as well, from her constituents, where they try to vote for her or Trump, and it's being marked when they actually ask to review the ballot for, you guessed it, Kamala Harris and others. And then we're going to look at this DOD directive that's finally getting attention. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. 52401, 52401.01, that doesn't just say the Pentagon's been ordered by the Biden-Harris administration to be authorized to kill Americans during civil unrest. It breaks down the description of civil unrest and martial law, and we've got Jamie Raskin and the rest of them saying they're not going to accept Trump's win, they're not going to certify it, and that they're going to create civil war conditions. I have the videos of them saying it, and this is why they then say Trump's going to use the military on everybody. So I want to address that first, then get into election issues that I agree with MTG is the central point. Because they're saying Trump's going to contest it. And they're saying, oh, states like Pennsylvania won't get done the first day and there's going to be violence. And the FBI's got memos out and all of this. And they're on 60 Minutes saying, oh, Trump, you know, Trump's going to get violent. Trump's going to pull something big when he's doing nothing while they're actually signing executive orders that the DOD then puts out memorandums for martial law. That's what this, I read this document repeatedly on air to you, showed you the subjects. I'll do it again. I mean, it's people think just the shooting U.S. citizens and killing us is bad enough. You ought to read the rest of it. I mean, this is a blueprint for martial law. But then, oh, Alex Jones and MTG talk about it. They're crazy. No, the document's crazy. The order's crazy. And it lists the executive orders that have been expanded and retailored by Biden. Old executive orders for nuclear war to have troops on the streets during total breakdown, but they're saying for civil unrest and political uprisings. So everything they've said Trump is doing, they're doing it. Let me go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But first, here's Kamala on Tuesday saying Trump, with no evidence. See, when I say they're preparing the military to kill citizens, I show you the document. I'll show you the page 13 where it's Secretary of Defense says it. She doesn't show any proof because she's a liar. Here it is.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
So they have officially put out executive orders and documents. While she's talking, the Congresswoman, I'll show you this, saying they're getting ready for this, and then they say Trump's doing it. That's Saul Alinsky tactics. Congresswoman, please, you've got the floor. Break this down for us and what you think we should do. I'm trying to warn Trump to start talking about this and respond to this because they're not getting all this ready for no reason.
Well, first of all, I think I need to start listening to Kamala Harris anymore because I'm blown away with what she just said. When we talk about the enemy within, we are literally talking about the federal government that is being controlled by her, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden, and Democrats, and many others, Antony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, Sullivan, Jake Sullivan, all these other Democrats. That's who we're talking about. The enemy within is the same people that are literally sending hundreds of billions of dollars to fund foreign wars and defend foreign countries and foreign lands while ripping our border wide open. And American citizens are being murdered every single day by gangs, cartels, criminal, illegal aliens, and fentanyl, by the way. That's the enemy within. That's the people that are doing that to Americans. That's the enemy within. And that's Kamala Harris. She's in charge of that. So she is flat out lying. And that's the Department of Defense is under her and Joe Biden's directive, not Donald Trump. She can't deflect and blame Donald Trump for any type of Department of Defense directive or any other government directive that would use military or force against the American people. I mean, it's outrageous, Alex. I can't even see how they say these things.
Well, I know that Trump really respects you and you talk to him all the time, and I've gotten this message to him. He needs to be shown all this. He needs to be. I've got a bunch more clips where Biden's saying the same thing, and their surrogates are that Trump's going to use the military. He's going to create martial law. He's going to kill citizens. And then they're running around saying, we're not going to certify. We're going to create civil war conditions, and we're going to use the military. So they're planning something big. Elaborate on your views on that, what we can do to get ahead of this and talk about it. Because if Trump was doing this, it'd be the end of the world, and it should be. And then how you tie that into what you're seeing in Georgia with these reports you're getting back that are so concerning with just 17 days of the election.
Well, let's go a little further with that, because now you've got me remembering just before we left on recess after Johnson passed another stupid CR, the mayor of Washington, Mayor Bowser, there was an announcement that she had asked Secret Service and other agencies to protect the Capitol on January 6th of 2025. That'll be the day that Congress has to certify the election for who becomes president of the United States. Now, go back in time, Alex. Remember last January 6th, the certification of 2021? Mayor Bowser had rejected President Trump's request for National Guard. Nancy Pelosi rejected President Trump's request for National Guard to protect the Capitol that day. However, Mayor Bowser has had a complete change where she wants the Capitol protected. And I found that really interesting. Jamie Raskin, many other Democrats, and I'm talking about it wasn't just recently. We are talking months and months ago, earlier this year, when the press at the Capitol was asking all of us, will you vote to certify the election? Democrats were coming out hard saying they will not certify a Donald Trump election on January 6th of 2025. So there's a lot more things to line up together than just that directive. And God help us, God help the American people. If they were to ever use military force on the American people, I can't even imagine it. I mean, I think they're committing treason against the American people right now with what they've done to our border, and they've allowed an invasion into our country that happens every single day. I believe that's treason against the American people. And the federal government has a job, and it's outlined in the Constitution, to defend the states. The federal government should defend the states, all 50 states of the United States, defend the borders and the people of the states, not declare war on the people, on the American people in the 50 states. So that would be, it would be beyond treason. It would be, you know, Alex, in 2020, after January 6th on Joe Biden's inauguration, where they brought in 30,000 National Guard troops and turned the Capitol complex into a military fortress, to me, that is when I felt like we were being occupied by a communist regime that was installed with a stolen election. And here we are on the eve of the November 5th election with a Democrat. She's the vice president, Kamala Harris, vice president. and she's the candidate for the Democrat Party for United States. She never received a single primary vote from any Democrat voter, not one. And this feels like a continuation of what they started on November 3rd, 2020. What they did on January 20th of 2021 with Joe Biden's inauguration and the military occupation of the Capitol. And I'm not sure what we're going to see, but when it comes to elections, I'm telling everyone to vote. I'm telling you, do not sit this one out. I don't care if you're mad. I don't care how you feel. Get in there and vote. Do your part. Check your ballot, because ballots are coming out wrong. And I've got constituents who voted that have told me that. Check your ballot. Make sure it's accurately marked. And then turn it in and do your part.
And Congresswoman, some stations weren't carrying the first five when you were on. Please retell that story, but take your time, because I interrupted you when you started to tell it. But please tell that from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, Alex. So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district. And so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district. Now, remember, we're a swing state and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote, and we have the Dominion machines. And you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. They mark Donald Trump, and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy. And each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it, and my printed ballot, I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over, and they went through it several times, and it kept on making the same error, kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today, because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up, and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct, because that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020, but there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, extremely important swing states. They never fix their election laws after 2020. And then you add on to that the amount of concerns that we have about people being sent emails overseas, telling them how to obtain an absentee ballot and telling them how to mail to send it in by email, literally sending it in electronically, how to vote in our elections from overseas. There, the list goes on and on and on. And then you add on the number of illegal aliens that we are concerned voting in our elections. There's a good reason why people are skeptical. There's a good reason why people don't trust our elections, rightfully so. And everyone I talk to feels like Donald Trump would win by a landslide if they don't steal the election. Because, Alex, you got the poly market. The betting market is going hard for Donald Trump. You've got everyone you talk to from every business sector is saying Trump is going to win. And you want to see, you talk about signs in people's yards. There are Trump signs all over this country in people's yards, not the ones they stick out on the gas station corners that campaign workers do. People that actually put them in their yards are putting Trump Vance signs in their yards, and that's all over the country. It's not for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. It's for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And so I think I'm really concerned. I'm going to tell you, I'm concerned about November 5th.
Well, let me back up what you're saying. 2 weeks ago, the Texas Secretary of State says we're going to accept IDs of non-citizens to vote. And we have video of them telling the Texas election officials to do that. And they're actually going, what? So it's not just so-called blue states that are doing this. Then we have it in mainstream news that Labor Party folks from the British government are in Georgia and other battleground states canvassing, isn't that foreign election meddling? Then I've got this, Fulton judge strikes down 7 new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after poll closes and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it's illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Talk about leftist activism. It's right here, Congresswoman. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Georgia Election Board has done an incredible job. They created new rules that really make our elections so safe on top of the laws that have passed here in Georgia. The one that made the most sense to me was a new rule that they created where on election night, every single ballot, there will be 2 counts. There'll be a hand count. There'll be a machine count. That is the most common sense rule you could ever create. And I mean, it's like double checking your math, adding up your numbers one time, getting an answer and going back and adding it up a second time just to make sure your numbers are right. And that Fulton County judge striking down that rule is absolutely shocking, you know, and that should never happen. That is lawfare. So that courtroom and that one judge is literally using his power from the bench to weigh in and control the way that our ballots will be counted in Georgia for the November 5th election. And that should never happen. No one judge should be able to do that. So let's go a step further, though. I want to talk about Texas with you, Alex. You know, you live in the great state of Texas. And Texas, I believe, is 40 electoral college votes. If they somehow swing the state of Texas and they do that through illegal aliens voting in the Texas election, you can forget it. It is over. We will never win another election in this country. Texas with 40 electoral college votes.
And by the way, the left has been saying for 10 years they're going to turn it blue. They're engaged in massive fraud with Act Blue and all the rest of it. And so many Texans are like, that'll never happen. California 40 years ago was redder than Texas. People better stop thinking we can't lose Texas.
Oh, yeah, you can lose Texas. And let's also talk about the fact that your great state attorney general, Ken Paxton, is not allowed to investigate election fraud. Did you know that?
Yes, but elaborate.
Yes. So Ken Paxton, they took away his power to investigate and prosecute election fraud in the state of Texas. This is the state attorney general. Ken Paxton has no power to investigate and prosecute election fraud. That is such a dangerous setup. But what you were talking about earlier about the amount of illegal aliens that are able to register and vote in Texas elections, that is what will cause Texas to turn blue. It won't be just the Democrats moving to Austin and other cities in Texas. It's honestly the fact that it will be election fraud, and it'll be done because of the illegal invasion into our country and primarily into Texas. And that is a real threat. So it could be, Alex, that they could put enough illegal voters in Texas election on November 5th. It's big. Let me tell you the consequences of that. It's 40 electoral college votes. That means states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina means we will not matter. We will not matter at all. It'll be Texas. We'll swing the whole thing. And then the other scary part is they could steal Ted Cruz's Senate seat, and that could go for Colin Allred. And you're talking about a Republican Senate seat would be flipped to a Democrat, and that would swing the power in the Senate in this critical election where we're trying to regain control in the Senate.
That's right. And to be specific, we put the document on screen. They claim he can investigate, but they defanged him where he can't prosecute. So it's just like the Democrats are saying they want an inspector general over the Supreme Court. That would be a legislative coup over the judiciary. They're doing this everywhere. They're defanging any of the good guys, removing their constitutional power.
Right. So he can investigate, but he cannot prosecute. So that's what's the sense of investigating if you can't prosecute it? So who would prosecute it in the state of Texas? If it's not your attorney general, who could prosecute it? They've basically not only defanged the attorney general, they have defanged the people of Texas, because the people of Texas elected Ken Paxton to be able to go after criminals and prosecute things like election fraud in the state of Texas. This is possibly one of the most dangerous things leading up to November 5th, and Texas may be the heart of it all, not the swing states.
Well, they've tried to put Paxton in jail a whole bunch the last 9 years. They failed. He's a great guy. He's an example of the type of attorney generals we need. And when you look at Kamala Harris and just how horrible she's doing, and then as you said, all the real polls and all the big indexes that have been so accurate, the betting markets, say Trump is really far ahead. The problem is he's got to have a landslide to override all the fraud we know is baked in. And now in so many blue states and blue cities, they aren't even denying that they're giving illegal aliens driver's license and letting them vote.
Yeah, that's right. No, they're not even denying it. You know, there's something else that really bothers me. I want to go back to Kamala Harris because that's just, it's sitting on me really bad. This is a woman, when she did that interview with Bret Baier, she literally said, and then she said it from her rally there, from the stage at the rally, she accused Trump of calling the American people the enemy within. He has never said that. And that is not, he's not talking about the American people when he says the enemy within. He's talking about the federal government. We know exactly what he's talking about. It's the state against the people. And that is the true threat. That's the enemy. But think about that, Alex. They're trying to kill him. He's nearly been assassinated twice. And actually, more than that, it's just not public. And so you think about how the Democrats have framed him for over 8 years now, as they've called him Hitler, Nazi. And now they're putting him up against the people and lying and calling him the saying that he would use the military against the American people. They are literally trying to get him killed. And they are doing it over and over and over again. Yet the biggest concern to me, Alex, is Kamala Harris. If she becomes president of the United States, the vitriol and the anger that I heard in her voice when she was talking about Donald Trump and she was talking about her own political enemies, MAGA. She's talking about MAGA. She hates MAGA. That what I heard from that woman is she would not stop. She would come after MAGA. Come after MAGA in every way possible in the power that she would have as president of the United States. And I think that's something to truly be terrified of, especially after we've seen the Democrats weaponize the FBI and weaponize the Department of Justice against President Trump.
And then they have the gall to claim Trump is going to do that with no evidence.
That's right. No evidence whatsoever. They're just lying and saying it. But the tone in Kamala Harris's voice was truly threatening. And you hear, you know, it's of course I'm not weighing against any woman that decided not to have children or couldn't have children or don't have children. I would never judge any woman that way. But Kamala Harris is a woman that does not have children. And that means to me that she truly, from her point of power, she's not going to truly consider the future of this country because she has never had children herself. She's never.
If you haven't had children, you don't know. It makes your brain just flip into the mode of security and stability and really, you know, caring more. It's just a fact. It happened the minute I had my first child. I got way more serious, way more focused. Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody needs to follow her on the Mighty X. It's Rep MTG, just REP MTG. Thank you so much for the time. You're doing a great job. We're all praying for you, and we'll be watching everything you say and do. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll be back with massive news, other guests, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty, and you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, Ultimate Sea Moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about Irish sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the sea moss gummies or the sea moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I have already covered in the last hour and a half with Marjorie Taylor Greene and with the clips of Kamala Harris saying Trump's going to kill Americans with the military while they've actually put in the executive orders, the military directives to do it. I mean, it's just wild. And thank God Trump's been listening, and now they've got, I'm told now it's in as of today, aircraft with anti-missile systems that track when a missile's launched, then shoot flares out to stop them. And it's like a 99% success rate. The people operating the systems are not asleep. And I've been really worried about that, because if I was the deep state, that's how I'd get Trump. And then say Iran did it. And I said that before they came out and said Iran's going to shoot him down with a surface terror missile in America. I said, if I was them, I would do this and blame Iran. And then they did it. So it's not really hard once you just spend your time studying these creeps. So I've covered that for an hour and a half. I'm done talking about that. And you hear me talking to congresswomen and Roger Stone and to the listeners and behind the scenes. I'm on the phone, you know, really trying to push this thing uphill. But it's starting to happen. The Al Green thing was awesome, and it just brings up all these real things that Kamala and others are involved in and just how out of control this whole situation is. And I want to get to some of those clips. Then I want to get into the military news. Nuclear war alert. Ukraine to be given nuclear weapons under secret NATO plan. That dovetails with Netanyahu will strike military sites within Iran before U.S. election. Sources report. Reckless disregard for the truth. Shareholders sue Moderna for misleading investors on RSV shot efficacy. Doesn't work. Makes you sick. We're going to get into Senate challenger to Elizabeth Warren. Exposes her connections to Epstein. We're also going to get into just a bunch of other news that's really, really important, and the ongoing demonization of Trump, the CIA publication, The Atlantic. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Absolute crap. And so much more. And I want to drill through it all here in a moment. And then we have a special guest in studio coming up to cover the waterfront as well. Sarah Gonzalez, really smart, really interesting lady. But let me talk about the future of InfoWars. We are 25 days out from the, or 24 days out, we'll put it on screen. We have a countdown clock to the very probable potential shutdown of InfoWars. It goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid and buy it from the good guys. I also learned other disturbing things this morning that I'm not ready to talk about at this time, but we're 25 days out of the potential shutdown of InfoWars. But I will tell you this. There's a lot of big talk by a lot of people and well-known folks that have big money that they're coming in to buy InfoWars. And that's great because regardless of whether good guys buy it or not, with a lot of the chicanery going on behind the scenes, I've been in this building almost 16 years. The bad guys have put pressure on the folks that we rent this building from. And now that we're out of bankruptcy, they can make us leave. And they're going to try to shut us down that way. And then this whole studio system we had to pay for and build is kaput. That's going to take money, even if we scale back. And the studios, I just did it because we want to have more broadcasters. We want to go 24 hours a day. We never got there. We do 10 hours a day of live, hours and hours for other reports. That's not that big a deal at the end of the day, except we're going to have to go out and build an infrastructure. And some infrastructure has been built, and a lot of things have happened. And I've obviously got other groups that are like, hey, you got a job here right now. Move to Florida, move to, you know, here. And it's great for me. But my family's here, my crew's here. I love this crew. They put up with me. They're awesome. And they're highly trained, and they know what they're doing, and they're family. Also, it'll make us miss a few steps to have to scramble around while President Trump is president-elect for those 76 days of the globalist promising civil war conditions when I need to be on the air. So I pledge this to you. If we get the support we need, we won't miss a step. And so I am not just on the air here now for 4 hours every day or longer sometimes. I am busy fighting the legal battles, busy trying to get the funds in, and busy with infrastructure that is good. And then it takes money to run that infrastructure, not just the crew. Example, we have a radio and a TV satellite. Both together, they cost $18,000 a month. That's a good deal in the industry. It's what the cable, TV stations, radio stations have to have. And we're like number one on a bunch of cable systems now. Like, we've been number one there for a long time, but anytime we talk about it, they come after the system. So I don't like to say the names, but I mean, we're number one on a bunch of them on little computer boxes where you get the whole, you know, internet and cable off that subscription, those systems. And it's not a secret that one that has OAN on it, that system, we're number one on that. So that's $18,000 a month. And we reach millions of people through that. But in the current money we've got in, that's an issue. Selling T-shirts, selling high-quality supplements, selling stuff like that, especially because almost all the money that comes in here, I made a deal where I get some of it after I was out of bankruptcy. But we're talking, after all said and done, the cost of product, all of it, like 10%. So if we sell $100,000 worth of product today, after the cost of product and the deals that are made, I get like $10,000. Oh, wow, $70,000 a week. That's not going to build a network and hire the crew and do all that stuff. Now, once InfoWars is shut down and that happens, the deals we've got, the majority of the profit will come in and we'll be able to have that. And so we're okay there. But I don't like operating a war right on empty. And God seems to keep me at this place, so I never question God. But God's got to work through you to go, hey, these are great products, and this guy's swinging for the fences and has a record of devastating the New World Order, and they sure as hell want his head on the wall. We need to rally behind this guy and rally behind our own interest and supporting. And again, less than 1% of the listeners, it's gone up from like a fraction of 1%, close to 1%. So my point is hitting people's ears, but this isn't like a football game or a Netflix show where this is just some other political thing or some other news thing. This is real Americana. We know what we're talking about. We study the globalist. We've got the best track record of being able to predict what they're going to do. That's why they hate my ass. I've been studying this stuff, nose the grindstone, 35 years. I've been studying it for 40 years. I was 10 years old learning about the globalist, the New World Order, and I thought that was pretty important. I didn't want to read comic books anymore about fiction. I wanted to know about real stuff. So I got into World War I, World War II history, Roman history, all of it. I've read, no exaggeration, it's got to be over 1,000 books. And I hardly read books anymore, you know, about history and globalism, because I'm just reading news all day, and I already have such a backlog of knowledge and so many guests, I don't have the time to do it. But I used to stay up till 2 in the morning almost every night until probably about 12, 13 years ago, and then I might read 10 books a year now, because I'm just, half the time I already know everything that's in the book anyways. It's like Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather, never written a book. He grew up in New York, actually knew the real gangsters. He just changed the names of real things that happened and put it in a book. And when he won all those Academy Awards, they wanted him to speak at a big college. He's done interviews and told the story. He's dead now. And he was going to speak to a major university about screenwriters, to screenwriters. I think it was UCLA. And so he thought he'd go buy a book, the best-selling book that year, a few years after The Godfather came out, on screenwriting. He bought the book, and the whole book was inside about The Godfather and how Mario Puzo was the best screenwriter. Never went to college for screenwriting, knew nothing about it, wrote what they say is the best screenplay ever. And then he goes and gets a book that's the bestseller about how to write screenplays, and it's all about how to do it the way he did. So, and I'm not saying I'm that smart, but this is all I do. It's so, you know, 99% of the time I go read something or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I already knew that, knew this, knew that, knew that. I just get more constantly watching clips of them, reading white papers, documents, legislation, globalist statements, what's coming out of the CFR, what's coming out of the WEF. And then it's all just a continuation of their death cult, world government, technocracy, mad scientists, satanic lunatic asylum. So that's how I know their next moves, because they just keep building on the same thing. And they throw curveballs and stuff. But my point is, before I get back to the news, is we really need to stay on the air. And I don't like risking my life. I don't like dealing with the Justice Department. I don't like all the harassment we've gone through. You don't know about 10% of it. Less than 10%. But it's my responsibility to do this, because I know what's going on, and I'm good at exposing it, and I'm good at getting the guests on. The crew's great at what they do. And I just don't want to be out of this fight. I don't want to just go half speed because I go, well, I just didn't get the support, so, you know, I'll just take a backbench here. No, what we do is too important. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support, but we need it now. And I also need you to follow on X, if you're a real Alex Jones follower, to go to what's in the corner of the screen, at AJN Live, one word, Alex Jones Network Live. It's just the initials, at AJN Live. And that is a system owned and run by other people, not me. So the people coming after me can't shut down somebody else's company and operation. And that's just a escape backup emergency pod that itself has a podcasting studio and a broadcasting desk and the basic stuff. And it's there. And then there's some other stuff being set up and being done, because I really, even though Austin's been taken over by the communists, my mom's from here, I'm from Dallas, been here since high school, my family's all here. Just because the communists took over this town, I'm not going to run out of here. I mean, clearly, if they take over and shut down the studio, we'll move to some red county outside Austin or something like that. And if I have to, I'll go, okay, bye to the crew and everybody, and I'll go take one of the jobs in other states. You know, Florida's one I'm mentioning, that ready, boom, studio, crew, whole nine yards, Alex Jones. I mean, they're not going to stop me being on air, but we've got a crew and reporters and people like Greg Reese and John Bound and just all of them, and the writers and the crew. I mean, InfoWars has really got the world's attention, and we're kicking ass right now from this position. And I don't want the enemy to be able to overrun and take over this position. But they're doing all sorts of crap behind the scenes to harass the living snot. I've been here 16 years out of the owners, because I don't own this building. So, I mean, it's getting intense. So I'm going to leave it all to God and know that God's going to work through you. And I'm going to say, just go follow us on X at AJN Live. Tell everybody you know to follow us on there, because the left's all over the news and they filed in federal court, and so's the federal trustee from the Justice Department saying, well, other people, you know, would own their private X account, or, you know, that would be theirs, like at Real Alex Jones. But Alex is special and we're selling that and going to take that away from him. Well, Musk will just shut it down. That's in the terms of service. But they'll come after, you know, the Alex Jones Network. It's just never going to stop, because they're coming after everybody. I mean, if you look, they're dissolving the border. They're trying to start World War III. They're killing the dollar, inflation everywhere. This is a globalist war. I mean, my God, they've disappeared at least 325,000 children, Senate report, many of them in physical slave labor and sex slavery. I mean, these people are so evil. And then Fox News is like, Kamala doesn't care. Kamala does a bad job at the border. No, she's doing a damn good job of destroying the country with UN NGOs running it all, non-governmental organizations. So can people just stop saying, you know, the Democrats don't understand that selective tariffs on companies screwing us is a good deal? No, they're doing it on purpose. They've deindustrialized the country on purpose. So I'm done talking about that. Got so much news to get to, but let me make a big announcement here. If you go to the alexjonesstore.com, they have the gummies, have the powdered capsules that are even twice as strong as the gummies, with the Irish sea moss that is the superfood. It's not just an organic form of iodine that's so incredible for your whole body. It's just got all these other vitamins and minerals, and the way it all goes together, it's the recognized superfood out there. You know, even the top green drinks and things that are like 90 ingredients have Irish sea moss in it. This is from one of the top suppliers, top rated. They let us private label at our sponsor, and you get a great deal on up to 55% off when you get three bottles. I think it's 45 or 50% off two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle. That's back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. And there's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigley, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, Jay Sixers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation, and we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you made. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices, we're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales, so some stuff becomes loss leaders, in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. Automatic double entries in giveaways. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. You want to be ahead of the curve? VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Free shipping, over $99. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button in red. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can, but I need your support. I'm done talking about it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. And I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me. And that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them. We've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous because they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. Well, I don't know how to quit. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment when it comes to the world of the fight between good versus evil. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. And people didn't understand how evil the globalists were 30 years ago. A lot of people are getting it now. And so we're so close to going over the top here. We are so close in this fight. So even if you don't support and get products at thealexjonesstore.com or my dad's company that's sponsoring whatever happens to InfoWars, drjonesnaturals.com, the next level financial energy and all the rest of it, just pray for the broadcast, please. And please share the articles, the videos. Grab the clips you think are the best, the most important. Upload them. Whether 100 people see it or 1 million people see it. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak. The globalists are doing illegal, unpopular, disgusting things. All we got to do is say no and educate others, and we're going to win. We're turning the tide. We have the initiative. Holy Toledo, follow me on X at AJN Live. That's free. Just share the articles. I want to win. You know, some billionaire gave me $30 million a year. We could run this whole thing, and I wouldn't have a damn ad on here. But that doesn't happen. And all I can tell all those rich people is that our patriots, is this the time to sit on the fence? Go make a donation to our legal defense fund. RealAlexJones.com. The Democrats have 5 actions against us right now to shut us down and to try to shut me down in the future. It's totally easy to beat, but we've got to fight them in court and go through all the processes. That'll take $1 million the next 6 months. They're going to spend millions and millions and millions. It's a war. You've got to back the pieces on the board that are winning. Thank you for your support. All right, I'm done. It's just that I hate begging. Plus, these are great products, so I'm not really begging. But I hate harping on things. But I hate losing and bowing to the tyrants even worse. I mean, you know, the founding fathers, once the war started, had their troops out robbing ships and, you know, gold deliveries to pay the British troops and, you know, whacking the people driving the carriages. I mean, George Washington was signing death warrants all day long. And you know, I guess if things go to total war, I'm not going to be the one robbing banks and stuff to fund the revolution. But, I mean, we're selling superfood and T-shirts to promote freedom. I mean, but you understand, this is a war. This show is not, this broadcast is not somebody talking about Formula One or the NBA or what's your favorite drama or who's your favorite superhero. I mean, I'll be out and about and talking to former special operations people and really smart folks and businessmen, and you'll be at dinner and they'll say, hey, what's your favorite Marvel character? And I'm like, you know, that movie Endgame with Thanos and all that, I was told by the people that wrote the script in person that it was inspired by my film Endgame, just an interesting point. I said, see, that's art imitating life. And the new X-Files deal, inspired by the show, all that. And it's not about how great we are. The point is, I'm not into fantasy, unless it's an allegory to explain something to somebody. I just can't get excited about men in leotards flying around with superpowers while they just gave billions of people a poison shot that's killed 30 million people and kids are dropping dead left and right by heart attacks. See, I don't need you to be Superman right now. I need you to educate yourselves and fight back against this with lawsuits and by saying no and by educating others. And if you're a medical worker, by refusing to take part in it, which is happening, which is why we stopped them, but they still devastated us. I mean, they're freaking killing people and testing to see if they can get away with it. So I'm sorry I'm a weirdo. I'm not into the NFL and the NBA or UT football. I'm not into Spider-Man because I've been given great power. I have great responsibility. You do too. And the real world's going down right now. We got globalists. They're going to cut off all the energy. The White House has announced a plan to take your kids away from them and chop their balls off. States are already doing it. I mean, that's coming up. I'll cover that first. I mean, we got a lot of it here. It's going down, and hiding from it only makes it succeed. I've said people got incredible courage now this is going on and don't fight it. The courage to be enslaved and killed? I don't fight because I got courage. I fight because I ain't rolling over to dying.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones. And that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it. And then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight. In the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's, you are the resistance, you are the people, and I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death. RealAlexJones.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.